From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, and happy heavenly birthday to singer Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Former police officer indicted in fatal shooting of Marietta man. Cobb chairwoman calls out Republican resistance to Ramadan resolution. And Palmer Middle School continues earning recognitions for helping students succeed. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Former Woodstock police officer Grant Matthew Shaw has been indicted by a Cobb County grand jury for involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Emmanuel Malik Millard during a police chase late last year. 23-year-old Shaw is accused of causing Millard's death without any intention to do so. While the grand jury declined to indict Shaw for felony murder and aggravated assault, Shaw was taken into custody and is held without bond. The shooting occurred after a police chase led by Millard from Woodstock into Cobb County. Shaw, who resigned from the Woodstock Police Department in October, was placed on administrative leave pending the investigation's results. Cobb Chairwoman Lisa Cupid criticized Commissioners Kelly Gambrill and Joanne Burrell for their opposition to a Ramadan proclamation while supporting an anti-Semitism resolution. Cupid highlighted this as a double standard, advocating for equal recognition and fairness across communities. Despite the controversy, she affirmed her support for the End Jewish Hate Day, but called for consistent and fair acknowledgement of all religions and cultural celebrations. Palmer Middle School has gained recognition for its exceptional achievements, being named a National AVID Demonstration School and attracting attention from educational organizations like Learn for Life and the Georgia Education Policy Fellowship Program. Learn for Life representatives visited Palmer to understand its successful strategies, particularly in supporting Black and Hispanic students who outperform regional peers. The Georgia Education Policy Fellowship Program also visited to learn about the school's culture and academic success. Palmer's strategies include school-wide AVID strategies, PBIS, counseling programs, and intervention strategies. The school emphasizes inclusivity, celebrates students and staff accomplishments, and fosters a supportive environment. Additionally, Palmer has been recognized for its health initiatives and positive behavioral interventions and supports program. The dedication of Palmer's educators include Cobb County Social Worker of the Year, Jenny Barnes, and Georgia Middle School Art Teacher of the Year, Nicole Gott, contributes to its success. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
A fallen tree has damaged a trail bridge at Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park, blocking access to part of the 24-gun battery trail west of Old Mountain Road. The park's Facebook page urged visitors to avoid attempting to cross the damaged bridge and plan their hikes accordingly. Park staff are actively working to address the issue. An alert remains posted on the park's website to inform visitors about the situation. Men in red heels participated in the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at Swift Cantrell Park to raise awareness of domestic violence. In 2023, the event raised over $5,000 for the Cobb Family Advocacy Center. Law enforcement officials stressed the importance of advocacy in combating domestic violence, highlighting its prevalence and the challenges victims face in reporting abuse. Participants experienced discomfort wearing heels, symbolizing the challenges faced by victims. Despite the discomfort, participants acknowledged the importance of empathy and understanding in addressing domestic violence issues. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
Charlie Siegel, a 12-year-old student from East Cobb Middle School, achieved second place in the 150-gram class at the Robot Combat League National Championship in San Jose, California. Despite fierce competition from seasoned adult competitors, Siegel showcased his talent and dedication. What sets Siegel apart is his involvement in Turnabot, a family business specializing in robotic kits for educational purposes. Siegel plays a crucial role in Turnabot's strategic development, testing, and ensuring a student-centered approach to their products. His success in competitive robot combat and practical robotics education uniquely positions Turnabot as a leader in STEM education. Visit Turnabot.com for more information. On April 21st, the Cobb County Water System reported a sewage overflow of approximately 1,020 gallons at 1794 Cloverhurst Lane in Kennesaw. The overflow caused by root intrusion discharged into a tributary of Due West Creek. Water system staff responded promptly, halting the overflow by April 22nd at 1:35 in the morning. Upon arrival, they observed sewage spilling from a secured manhole into 2 storm drains, leading to the tributary and a nearby retention pond. Crews used a jet machine to clear the blockage, followed by road washing and lime application to the affected areas. No fish kills were observed during their assessment. For further details, contact the Cobb County Water System's Maintenance Division at 770-419-6351.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com. for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.